Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Nun Gimel. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin with Tez Dimaskel. Tez begins the words of the Gemara. V'hu shekshurulei me'erev Shabbos. But this is only if it was tied on from before Shabbos. Tez comes to explain the reasoning of Shmuel. Why does it have to be tied on from before Shabbos? The Gemara brought the teaching of Shmuel qualifying the halacha of the Mishnah. This that a donkey could go out with a saddlecloth if it was tied on. So on that Shmuel qualifies it was tied on from before Shabbos. So what's the reasoning for this halacha? It's not even so clear from the Gemara. So Taisa brings a Rashi pierced like a man. Rashi later on explains. He says, because the Bukshur may have a Shabbos, it was tied on from before Shabbos, the saddlecloth, then have a Malbashachamar, then it's considered like the clothing of the donkey. You showed it's like it was designated for the donkey. A Bain the Kshur may have a Shabbos, but if it was not tied on from before Shabbos, have a Masli, then it's considered like a load. That's how Rashi explains the distinction. Voidish Lafarsh, another interpretation Taisa brings, is the Bain the Kshur may have a Shabbos, if it was not tied on from before Shabbos. So Mexican miskaven loitzasim ardas. It looks like the fact that you're putting it right now, as if you're not really clothing the donkey with it, as if you just want to transport it, which would look like the malacha beitza, and therefore it's forbidden. Third interpretation of Rav Poyvis Pirush, he explains the mechzi. If when you're putting it on now in Shabbos, then it looks like kilu miskaven loheilecha behema lemakam rochik. It looks like you want to go ahead and transport the saddlecloth to a far distance out of the tchum or for business, which is forbidden. Therefore, gives the appearance of wrongdoing. Therefore, it has to be that it was tied on before Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Turn next to Masechta Tzitzis, begins the words of the Gemara. Ilema she'en kashur leklal. If you would think it's Tumat that it wasn't tied on at all, so that's Pshita, that's obvious. Which Tesis asks that actually Rav Nachman's proof could have been in a different way from the Rish, and Tesis explains. And that is, the Gemara brought Rav Nachman was Medayik from the Mishnayis like Shmuel. That this, that if it's not tied on, it means it wasn't tied on from before Shabbos. Because if the intention was from that later Mishnah, it wasn't tied on at all. So like the Tesis through Masechta is going, it's obvious it would be forbidden, because of course you have to be concerned it's going to fall if it's not tied on, and you're going to come to transport it to Alamas and Shosrab. So this taste is that really, he didn't really have to ask the Meresha Shemin Lag. The truth is, because you already know this from the Resha, the Mishnah, the Tani, because we learned in the Mishnah that Bizman, that Shehi Kashura, we learned in the Resha, the Mishnah, that says that when could you go out with the saddlecloth? If it's tied on, so obviously the inference is, in the Kashura Lai, but if it's not tied on, not. In other words, that halacha that is inferring the, in the Pshita, soon we'll see regarding the whole proof itself. But regarding the Peshitta, that of you don't have to be medayik that from the Seifa, that is actually in inherent in the halacha of the Resha. It says it has to be tied on. So this Taisa says, that's not a difficulty, because the Derech Mishnayis, can you find this as a norm of the Mishnayis, where that although that you can find that something that for example, Taisa brings a Raya, he says, B'mesech Zavid Zar. You have an Avid Zar, Davalam Hayim Abeis. Says Eilud Varm, these are the things of a non-Jew that are surin bachila, forbidden to be eaten, but not regarding Isser of Hano. Our one example is kavashim, things that are pickled. Shadarchan los l'teich yain v'chulu, that norm is to put into wine that's forbidden to be eaten because of concern that maybe yain nesel was put into that. Now, b'seifa katani, in the seifa, which is the next half of the Mishnah in Lamatesham Abeis, the Mishnah teaches Eilud Matarm bachila v'chulu, and these are things that are permitted to be eaten. And one of them is kavashim shen darkan lasa b'chulu, and things that pickled that the norm is not to put into them the wine. Even though you already know this from the Resha, where you already said that it's only if there's wine that's forbidden. Sounds like, but if you don't normally put in wine, it's permitted. So again, you see that's the norm, that even though it's something that you know from the Resha, the Sefer will say the inverse. So therefore, Rav Nachman is entertaining that maybe the Resha is saying it's not tied in at all. And then they say, well, that would be Pashid. How could the Seif even be saying that if it's inherent from the Resha? That wouldn't be difficult, because you find those concepts. As Tez brings another proof, a Perigel Trefis. You have a Gemara Chulin Daf Nandal Menalf. Katani, the Mishnah says, hey, look, Sheiras, these are animals that even though they have a wound, it's kosher, it's not a Trefil. Avagav De'ikim Inayi De'Sheminim Resha, although there are certain ones that you know the inverse already from the Resha, doesn't make a difference. Again, it repeats it, and therefore it's not a contradiction why Rav Nachman was even entertaining to say that Einik Shur means it wasn't tied at all, to say that no, there would be a double pasha, it cannot be what it's talking about. So fine, okay. But then Taisus continues to the next step and says, Vim Tem, if you're going to say, Taisus has to take a second look. So fine. Even if Iku is entertaining such a thing, but which he ultimately rejects because it's a double pashid, so then, but why do you have to ask the question from the Seif in the first place? That it's talking about that it wasn't tied on from Erev Shabbos, so that's how you see Shmuel's halacha, that when it's tied on, it has to be from Erev Shabbos. But v'nifshe mereisha, this concept itself you could resolve from the reisha, the Mishnah, from our Mishnah. The b'kshur me'erev Shabbos, the when it's tied on, it has to be from Erev Shabbos. Why? In fact, our Mishnah has to say, b'zman, she'kshur, when it's tied on, then you go out with the saddlecloth. That without our Mishnah, what do you need the Mishnah to say that? Of course, that's Bitumen that is tied on. The Bein Keshuva wasn't tied on. Pshita Das obviously would be forbidden. That's the same logic Rav Nachman is using. Maybe full done, you come to carry. Could you come Acha, like we're saying over here? Ilei Mevachulu. You think the Sefer is talking about it's not tied on at all? Obviously, Pashit, obviously, from Erev Shabbos. So, Elevati Bismachi Keshuva Erev Shabbos comes. So, what do you mean? Our Reisha, what do you need the Sefer for? The Reisha itself is inherent telling you when it's tied on. It obviously too much time from Erev Shabbos. So why is he asking from the Sefer when he asks from the Reisha? The Shema Tei says, what you could say is, Dim Reisha loy tifshit. No, you cannot resolve it from the Reisha. Because the Adrabi, to the contrary, have mean I would have said, the Lahachi Tanam Bezman Chik Shura, the reason why it says that when it's tied on in the Reisha, the Mishnah, even though it's Pashit, obviously when it's not tied on, it's forbidden to go out. But I would think Lashminan that's coming to tell you the following Chiddush. That when we're saying that it's tied on, but it's coming to tell you that Filik Shubh Shabbos, yeah, even though it was tied on the Shabbos, that it's coming to tell you that that's also going to be okay, that you could go out with it even if it was tied on the Shabbos. The Eloi Tonale, because had we not told you, Havamina, I would have said, Dafka Bikshur Lemeh Shabbos. In other words, the opposite of what the Gemara is actually coming to tell you. I would have said, no, that it's specifically only tied on from before Shabbos. Shubh Shabbos, Lebe, but tied on Shabbos, not. Kamash Malon, that's how I would have thought to say that the ratio of the mission is coming to tell you when it's tied on, no matter when it was tied on, even the Shabbos, you can go out with it. Therefore, we have to infer from the Sefer that the donkey cannot go out when it's not tied on that. On that halacha, obviously, it's not coming to exclude when it's not tied on at all, because that's Pashtun. Rather, it must be coming to exclude when it was not tied on from before Shabbos, and therefore it cannot go out, and therefore you need it from the Sefer, not from the Reisha. So, Tei says that the reason why Nachum didn't ask, that if it's not tied on at all, we know that from the Reisha, because the Reisha says it has to be tied on. So he says, that's not difficult. That was the first Sefer Tei says, because that's the norm of the Mishnayos, to say in the Sefer, even what you can be dying from the Reisha. Now, but with this, it says Nereisha, when it's tied on, so you cannot be medaik that has to be from Erev Shabbos. No, because you could actually come to say that it's coming to say to the contrary, that when it's tied on, no matter when it's tied on, even on Shabbos, it would say that it's good. Therefore, you needed to dig from the Sefer to say that no, that it's only when it's not tied on, and that's obviously not tied on from before Shabbos, because not tied on Shabbos at all, like I tell you, the Maskel was saying, that we didn't entertain that at all. Now, during the next Tei, the Maskel, begin with the words of the Gemara. What's the halacha of putting the saddle cloth on the donkey on Shabbos? We're just going to qualify. Well, why would we say that this would be forbidden to put the saddle cloth on the donkey on Shabbos? And that is, this was the question that the Gemara asked. Taisa explains, he said, the ain lesser, don't say that it's forbidden, Mishum, the ain kli nitl el dabha nitl. This is a sugi we had mentioned in the previous parak, that we know regards the laws of muktzah. You can't move a movable kli, which is what the saddle cloth is, for something that's not movable, which is the animal, because an animal is forbidden to be lifted up, and the animal is muktzah. No, so it says, because the behemah chashivik dabha nitl, an animal is considered like something that could be moved on Shabbos. Because although you're not lift up an animal, but as Tais explains, keeping the yachal ma'ishchol alicha b'chamakim, since you could draw the animal and take it wherever you want to, as we're saying, you can even go out to Rishas Aram with it, what's considered master, what's not, but therefore the animal's not considered muktzah. So that wouldn't be a reason why you wouldn't be able to move the saddle cloth onto the donkey in Shabbos. So then what was the question? Tais says, Rivasi ben Nosin de Bayim Aser. Now, Rivasi ben Nosin that does ask this question, if it's going to be forbidden or not. So again, don't say Mishum de Mechzikir Reitz Lohelecha Behemel Lamakam Rachik. Don't say because, it looks like as if he wants to take the animal to a far off place if you're putting the saddle on it right now on Shabbos. Because if that would be the case, then Haichedayik, how could the Gemara be Medayik later on? Demand the Shori Traskol, the pin that holds Rav, that you're allowed to put on the feeding basket on the animal on Shabbos, Kolshke Mardas, for sure, the saddlecloth, which is not just for pleasure, but even for pain. Says Tysus, but if you're telling me that the saddle cloth has a different reason why it's usher, because it looks like you're going to a far place, that wouldn't be a kolshkin. So that's obviously not a reason to say why you can't put on the saddle cloth on Shabbos. So it just says Tysus, also don't explain the Bayi L'Mesa B'chatsa that yes, we would maybe say it's forbidden even in the courtyard, Atur Rish Shasram, because if we let you do it in the Chatsi, you might come do it in Rish Shasram, which is forbidden because it's not tied on. And could Amagabi Isha, we find that we say such a concept regarding a woman, but Perek by Meisha, and the Gemara later on the Samach Talmud Beis. So it's telling you, no, because the Gabi Behema loy goes. Regarding animals, we do not make such decrees of Chatsa Atu Rishas Rab. Because the time of Samach, as we have a brisa later on that says, Gabi Zug, regarding the animal wearing a bell, which Allah is a Matayela Sima Bechatsa, that you could move around with it in the courtyard. And we don't make Xeri, even though it's forbidden for the animal to take it into Rishas Rab like that, we don't make say Chatsa Atu Haitzal Rishas Rab regarding the animal. So we don't make such Xeri by animals like we make by people. So then what's the reasoning? What's the question of the Gemara over here as a taste of a maskil? Why would it be forbidden to put the saddle cloth on the animal on Shabbos? So El Nir L'Ri, rather, it appears to the Reed, the time and the reason why is Mishum Tircha de Shabbos, because of exertion, which is unnecessary, which you're not supposed to do on Shabbos, for an animal. And that was the question, is that considered unnecessary Tircha or not? Now, but then Tais bothered, he said, V'avagav de Shari Kirtzov, although one is permitted to go ahead and scrape an animal, comb the animal with a wooden comb on Yom Tov, to take out the lice from the animal, like we learned in Perek Beis de Bey on the Chav Gimel Medav, but that is something that it's a Tircha. So Tais says, either Hasam Yesh L'Tzar B'Yezi, either there the animal has a lot of pain, if you're not going to comb it to get rid of the lice, and as we see in our Sugiyah, that you're allowed to put on the saddle cloth because of the Tzar there also, or Yinami, or another approach is L'Shayel B'Yamtim. No, that permissibility was only for Yamtim of B'Shabbos also, but you're right, like we're talking about here in our Halachas regarding Shabbos, it actually would be also because of the excessive Tircha, which is forbidden to be done for an animal on Shabbos. Next Tais Demasta begins the words of the Gemara, Ukuv Shagabe Chamar. The saddle that's on the donkey. Tais asks from the Gemara later on, and he explains. The Gemara brought, as our Tais Damascus is talking about, the saddle on the donkey, you're not allowed to take off with your hands from the donkey. Rather, you'll have the animal walk back and forth in the courtyard until the saddle falls off by itself. So Tais asks, when Taiman, they begin to say, V'yatir ha'ukiv, why don't you untie the saddle, V'yinar v'yipol, and then shake it, it's going to fall off. Kedama perikol kis, the Gemara later on says, if the animal was laden with tevel, liquids, which the halachas brought, you don't have to have it go back and forth, you could just untie the ropes and the sacks fall down by themselves. So why don't you say the same thing regarding the saddle over here? Why do you have to have it do the lengthier way? So what you could say is the hasamay besakin. There it's talking about by sackcloths, which she tuchel habehim leskalkel, where the animal could get ruined because of the great weight of the sacks, if you don't unload it, so they permitted you to untie the rope so that the sacks could fall down. But underneath a saddle, like the animal's not going to get ruined from that if you're going to leave it on, because the saddle is a very normal thing for an animal. They did not permit one to untie the ropes of the saddle, but rather, because that would be unnecessary, rather to have it walk back and forth until it falls off. Next, Tais Damascus, that begins the words of the Gemara, Toilin Trasko, that you hang a feeding basket, which Tosis asks on the one who holds that's permitted to hang a feeding basket, and explains. Where the Gemara brought the halacha of Rav. The Rav says, yes, he's the most lean interpretation. You can even hang a traskel, which is a basket with food on the neck of the animal, so that it can make it easy for the animal to eat. And that is Tosis, if you're going to say it, Tosis has to take a second look, because v'tei aser, it should be forbidden for a different reason. You're utilizing an animal when you're going to lean on it to put on the basket, just like you're not going to put a candle on a palm tree on Shabbos, because you're utilizing a tree. So even though you're not going on the tree, but you're putting something on it that's forbidden, here also the animal should have the same halacha, which is also forbidden to utilize. Yeshabitai says, what you could say is, the reason why you cannot put the candle, the lamp on the tree, is because you're going to shake the branches. But over here, the animal's not going to move when you put the feeding basket on the animal, at least not going to move because of you. And says Tais, Vervasi Reb Nassan, the Boile Mesa, said that he was entertaining to say that actually the saddle would be forbidden, was actually Mishum Dilma Asu L'Shtamash B'Bachad, because maybe by the case of the saddle cloth, he was concerned, if the gears are Efsher or Efser, maybe the concern was actually because then you might be utilizing an animal. Maybe that was the reason why he was going to say that it's forbidden. So next Tais Damascus begins the words of the Gemara Aryeich, which Tais explains why was Shmuel called Aryeich, as the Gemara explains, because Shem Melech, it's the name of a king. Different than Rashi's interpretation. Ketichsev, it's a pasuk in Bereish, it says Aryeich Melech Elasa. One of the kings mentioned over there with the war of the kings was Aryeich, the king of Elasa. So that's why they called him king, because he was Shmuel was the king in judgment. But then Tais Bada ben Nektin and Tfei Mesham Melachim, so then why are we picking that king more than all the other kings mentioned there in the pasuk? So Tais Lefisha moved by Loshen Aryeich, because in the word Aryeich is also inside is absorbed the word Ari, Aleph Reish Yod, the first three letters is also the lion, which is the king of the wild animals, and therefore they wanted to allude to that too in calling him Aryeich. Turning next Tais Damascus begins the words of the Gemara, the Shami, the Kamesayim, Babachulu, where he heard that he also ended off, which Tais came to explain why is the halacha like Shmuel, as the Gemara is saying, even though generally the halacha is like Rav regarding Isuri, prohibitory law. Which that the Gemara was saying, Yishar, oh, very well said, that Rabbi Yechon is saying like Shmuel, which the halach is like that, which is bothered. How does Rabbi Zeir say halach is like Shmuel? which you're not allowed to put the feeding basket on the animal on Shabbos. Avagav the Kaimlin Karabi Suri, although generally hold like Rav Agran and Prohibitory Law, and he says it's permitted to put on the feeding basket. So that's his taste, Hanul Gabi Shmuel Luchudei. That's only when there's a machlik, it's Rav versus Shmuel, and that's it. Avahach, but over here, Rabbi Yechanan, the Kaimlin Kavasil Gabi Rav, who we rule like him when he disagrees with Rav, he's Karikah the Shmuel, he's like Shmuel, and therefore we rule like Shmuel. Now, more of us has taste of Bryce and the Ukav. We find actually the whole Sugya seems to be going like Shmuel, because we have the Bryce regarding the saddle. Regarding taking it off the donkey, that if you're allowed to move it or not, not mekamek kishmul. That's also like shmul. L'may d'mishani, as we find, the Gemara answers that why is taking off the saddle forbidden and why is putting on the saddle called permitted. So the Gemara says kan l'chama, to warm up the animal, which is its pain, to put on the saddle called, that's permitted. Kan l'tzana, here to take off the saddle is just to cool it down, which that's just tiny ba'alma because it's going to get cooled down very, very quickly. They're always considered cold, even in the summer months. So therefore you see that's like Shmuel, who holds that just for tiny is going to be forbidden. So to masnitin dein sachin mefarches l'mehemet, the mice like a man, so to an amid beis, where the Gemara brings a braisa that you're not allowed to anoint and scrape off the scabs of the animal on Shabbos. Nami pligadu Rav, that also disagrees with Rav, because the Gemara says, oh, that's just tainik be'alma, and if that's forbidden, but again, that's not like Rav, who holds that tainik be'alma is permitted, because the Pirish B'Kornis, like Rashi also explains it, and therefore, again, Tay says we find the whole theme of the sugi here like Shmuel, and then we rule like Shmuel, not like Rav. So next, Tay says, Demas, this begins the words of the Gemara, Maila B'Gedoylem, isn't it told by large cults, Umishum tainik, and it's just for pleasure? Tay asks on the Gemara's question on Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, from the Bryce, and Tay explains that, the Gemara is saying, Shmuel and Biyechna hold that for Tanya Ba'alma, it's forbidden, not like Rav. We have a Bryce that says regarding the cults that you'll have to hang the feeding basket for them. It's just a Rishus Rav, not. But in the Chatzar, yes. That was a deek that they we make from the Bryce. That's just Tanya Ba'alma, so why is that permitted? So Tanya says, Vimtemi, if you're going to say, my Kushe, but what's the question? Maybe it's talking about a basket that was hung on the animal from before Shabbos. And that's what we're saying. You're not allowed to go with it into Rosh Hashanah. But that's a deik is. But in the chatzar, yeah, you could go out because it's not a load because it's in your private domain, and you're not doing any tircha because you're not doing it on Shabbos. Done from before Shabbos. I have a litlis b'Shabbos, but to hang it on Shabbos, maybe I feel b'chatzas, and maybe yeah, in the court it would be forbidden. What's the raya that it's a difficulty on Shmuel? So the Tirtz Tais explains the deik, the inference that it's permitted even to put it on a Shabbos. And that was the Gemara's question from the feeding basket on his neck in the courtyard. Is Medinakad Rosh Hashanah Kabbi Traskot Fame Shabbos? There's many different halachas brought in the Braisa, and they're all referring to Rosh Hashanah. And yet, specifically, the one case that it mentions that the prohibition is regarding Rosh Hashanah was mentioned by the basket, even though the Kulinam Rosh Hashanah Ram, even though the Ultra Rosh Hashanah. Says Tais, Elinakad Rosh Hashanah. The reason why it picks Rosh Hashanah is to tell you that because the problem is only Rosh Hashanah. The Bechatzah Mutah B'Chalinyan, then the courtyard in all situations, even to put on Shabbos, is going to be permitted. And therefore, that's why the Gemara was presuming that even on Shabbos, that was the question on Shmuel, that you see that it's permitted to do even a Davar Shel Tainig on Shabbos, which the Gemara ultimately explains, no, that the legs, it's a smaller animal, which is different than the large one, which it would be more pain. But that was the Gemara's original question, that it was presuming that even if you did on Shabbos, because in all situations, Chatzah, that it's going to be Mutah.